Early voting in Champaign County started yesterday, and Democrats here will choose from two candidates for county executive, Sanford Hess and Michelle Jett. The Champaign County executive is responsible for day-to-day operations of the county administration. IPM Student Newsroom's Leilee Nazarva spoke with both candidates about why they're interested in this role. Here's a conversation with Sanford Hess.
To begin, could you please introduce yourself for our listeners and explain why you want to become the next Champaign County executive?
I've served in government administration for more than 30 years. Most of the time that I've been working was as a government consultant, but recently I was the head of IT for the city of Urbana for 10 years, from 2013 to 2024. When I left the city, I figured that my time working in public service was done and I was returning to consulting. But what's going on in our country, and even down at our local level, motivated me to get involved and put myself back into this effort. I think that government administration is an incredibly important part of getting the work done for everyday residents, voters, and taxpayers, and I'm here to give myself to that effort.
I know you just mentioned your background in City of Urbana IT and administration, so I want to ask, how do you think it would shape your approach to this role?
I've worked within governments for a long time. As a consultant, I helped financial departments move from one software package to another. In the city of Urbana, I was responsible for all IT and I worked with all government departments in the city. Ultimately, what I'm trying to do in this role is bring my expertise in getting work done in government to the county. The county has a lot of challenges. And I believe that I have the right background and experience to make a difference in this role.
Speaking of challenges, what do you see as the greatest challenges Champaign County is facing right now or maybe will face in the next few years? And how do you think county leadership should prepare and address these issues?
The challenges that we face are related to our finances, our employees, and our facilities, as well as all of the other challenges that counties and across the state and local governments across the country are facing. So with finances, we have a structural deficit, as we are told by the county board, and that's something that we need to manage and work on. And there are efforts beginning on that, so I applaud those and support them. With employees, we are part of an ongoing wave of retirements of longtime county workers, as this is happening across the country. And so what we need to work on there is making sure that we're supporting our workforce and bringing in new people to the workforce who might not be looking at government careers. So we need to make the county an excellent place to work so that we can attract new people. And from a facilities perspective, even though we've recently moved into the Bennett Administrative Center, we need to focus on the courthouse and planning for future years. These are long-term efforts, and there's no easy solutions, but these are all things that we need to focus on.
For undecided voters, what's one thing you would like them to understand about how you would lead as county executive?
The biggest difference that I would say between myself, my opponent, and the current county executive's office is that I would lead with transparency and openness and explaining to people why we're making these changes. One thing that has really come up is from the January County Board meeting, decisions are being proposed without full financial support for what the rationale is, without people explaining what the options that were considered, and without a good explanation of what the current problem is that we're trying to solve. These are all important things to get across so that the county board can make an informed decision and that the residents can understand why these decisions are being made. So I'm going to be first and foremost with presenting information to people to justify why we're doing things so that they can better understand and not stop and worry that we're wasting money or wasting time. We need to explain more of what we're doing to people clearly and openly.
That's Sanford Hess, who's running for the Democratic ticket for Champaign County Executive. He spoke with IPM Student Newsroom's Leilee Nazarva. Hess is running against Michelle Jett. The primary election takes place March 17th.